Good morning, everybody. It's Michelle in Allentown, and I'm delighted to say, that I'm actually back home in Allentown. I finally made it home. It's been a really interesting and slightly stressful past couple of days. Apparently, over the weekend, the northeastern part of the country got some really severe rainstorms to the extent that a lot of the airports up in the northeast had trouble accepting flights, incoming flights. So, for example, when I tried to came home from Utah, which is where I spent my spring break, I would have tried to come either into JFK or Philadelphia, which are the two most convenient airports for me to come into. However, LaGuardia and Newark, as well as Boston, which is not really feasible, but I guess theoretically I could do it, all these flights that were coming into these airports were canceled, or a lot of them were canceled. So when I attempted to get home on Sunday, the original plan was that I was going to come home on Sunday because I have a class to teach on Monday afternoon. And I wanted to get some work done and planning, etc. The original flight that I was going to get on to on Sunday morning was actually canceled. So the process is that, of course, then I try to get, you know, another flight, but between all the flights that were canceled on Saturday and last week being spring break for so many students, it was pretty much impossible for me to get a flight. So Sunday morning's flight was canceled, and then a lot of the other flights on Sunday were overbooked. So there were a lot of standby people, and Sunday I think I tried two or three flights, and then Monday I tried another four flights, and I couldn't get a seat on any of them. In fact, most of them were so overbooked that the airlines were actually buying people off the planes. This is how full it was. So I decided that since I normally was doing this thing called the non-revving, which means I buy a ticket, but at an extremely much reduced fare, and I am on standby, and this is not normally a problem, but what with all the issues, I came home from the airport on Monday morning and bought a ticket, and it would have been slightly inconvenient. The ticket itself wasn't actually that expensive, but I had to change planes twice. So I would fly from Salt Lake City to Denver, and then Denver to Washington, D.C., and then take another plane from Washington, D.C. to Allentown. So the first flight was a little bit late departing, and it was a little bit late arriving. However, there was only a couple of gates difference there, so I was able to make my next plane, which was boarding, but they were still accepting people, and there was a long line, so they had just started boarding, so that was fine. Well, the next major issue, struck when the plane left over 2 hours late. There was a mechanical issue. So I think about 2 hours and 15 or 20 minutes late is when we left, which meant that I and a whole bunch of other people missed their connecting flights. So fortunately, United, the crew was actually really great. The flight attendants were really, really wonderful, and they were really on top of things, and they were really friendly and patient. We were given vouchers for a hotel and for a meal, and we were rebooked for flights on the next day. So I was able to take a shuttle to a hotel, and I didn't have to pay for the hotel, and I got a meal voucher, which I used for breakfast this morning. But I got about 2.5 hours of sleep. So right now I'm pretty exhausted, and I can't really take a nap because I have work to do for my classes. I have papers to grade and papers to respond to, and a little bit of planning for today's class. So it was really quite an adventure getting home, and I feel like I've, you know, traversed the earth practically, but I'm really glad to be home. And it was a wonderful break, and I had a really, really good time with my boyfriend, and we had a wonderful time together and just relaxed and, you know, hung out with friends for an evening or two and just enjoyed each other. So now it's back to the grindstone. Fortunately, the weather is absolutely wonderful. So I hope you're all well, and I'll talk to you later.